It's Wednesday, the 24th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Brent Asep, CEO of the Namibia Diamonds Trading Company, reveals plans to bolster Namibia's diamond jewelry sector during a strategic briefing in Windhoek. Highlighting the scarcity of institutions offering the designs courses in the country, Asep proposed initiatives such as supporting talent development programs, arranging internships for aspiring jewelers, and supplying resources to institutions for computer-aided design training.
The program is geared towards providing an opportunity for majority of wholly owned Namibian businesses to have an opportunity to play a meaningful role across the entire value chain. We've got a number of Namibians that have been exposed to the diamond industry quite extensively. What we want to do with the program is to support them in four ways. One is through a rough diamond supply. Two is to assist them with business development, leadership development, for them to look at how do they develop a strategy for a diamond business, the markets that they need to open up for the business from that perspective.
Wade Hankert, a local political analyst, shared his views on the pivotal role of media during elections in any country, specifically addressing how interruptions in broadcasting due to disputes could affect Namibia's electoral landscape, particularly in light of the upcoming 2024 elections.
This could eventually erode public trust in the electoral process and the credibility of the results. So it is vital for the media to be present and be able to broadcast and air and share what political parties intend to do if they receive majority to win the national elections. As well as electoral authorities would also face challenges in ensuring a fair and transparent electoral process.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. In collaboration with the German Agency for International Cooperation, the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board revealed the debut of the Namibia Fatty Oils Export Guide tailored for micro, small and medium enterprises. Gerald Dreyer, MSME Market Access and Export Promotion Consultant at NIPDB, had this to say.
This is essentially a comprehensive resource through which we aim to share knowledge and experience, providing especially new entrants in the market with insights and strategies that can help them elevate their cosmetics export endeavors to Europe and the world. Namibian Fatty Oils have successfully carved out a significant market niche in Europe owing to their exceptional quality and diverse applications. They are renowned for their purity and unique composition, and therefore they have also taken up quite significant prominence in the cosmetic and skincare industry in Europe.
To SA Now, Gauteng Police Commissioner Tommy Ntombeni says all systems are in place to ensure the elections are held in a safe environment. There are 2,797 voting stations in 529 wards in Gauteng. Of these, 168 have been categorized as high risk and 377 as medium. Ntombeni says intelligence structures within the police have been hard at work since the announcement of the May 29 election date. The United Nations Human Rights Office has called for an independent investigation into the mass graves uncovered at Gaza hospitals. Over the weekend, Palestinian authorities said they had recovered hundreds of bodies at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. This follows the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the southern city earlier this month. Jody Jacobs brings us the report from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
Hundreds of bodies have been recovered, with the Human Rights Office saying some were buried deep in the ground and covered with waste. Search operations continue. On Tuesday, the Israeli army released a statement saying the claims that it buried Palestinian bodies were baseless and unfounded. Jody Jacobs, New York.
And finally, have you ever wondered who's got the best steaks in Namibia? Best of Nam is coming soon. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.